You might want to rethink lunch or dinner after this next story. The Obama administration wants to boost spending on food safety by $1.6 billion, with particular emphasis on getting food inspections to be the responsibility of a single government agency, instead of the current system where made in the USA means inspected by the FDA, USDA, FSIS, or CDC. By the way, if they find anything wrong, they can't compel a recall in most cases. The chaos that exists today means that in the U.S., we could publish a menu based solely on the presence of bacteria and contaminants. You like E. coli and salmonella? Go for the chicken parts, won't you? Not so much. Get the chicken breasts or whole chicken, perhaps a cantaloupe. If your taste runs to listeria, maybe choose pork, but don't buy steak, which is, for political reasons, E. coli-free. Will S. Hylton is the author of a terrifying New Yorker article titled A Bug in the System, Why Last Night's Chicken Made You Sick. And food safety lawyer Bill Marler is the man leading the charge against unsafe food in the Hylton story. Hylton and Marler, welcome to The Takeaway.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And Bill, let me just begin with you. What are the kinds of things that Americans are getting sick with from eating food that is ostensibly inspected?
Well, hamburger's better today than it was 20 years ago, but what we're seeing is caramel apples just in the last month killing five people. I mean, caramel apples, for God's sakes. We had a listeria outbreak in 2011 in cantaloupe that killed 33 people, sickened 147. It was the largest foodborne illness death toll in the United States in 75 years. So there's a lot of things that are making us sick, and we have a government system that's frankly inept and broken. And I'm kind of pleased to see that the Obama administration, after all these years, is actually making an interesting move.
Will, what kinds of things have frightened you about the consequences of getting contaminated by food that seems just fine coming right off the shelf?
Well, some of these pathogens are getting worse, for one thing. I mean, they're developing an increasing level of drug resistance. So some of them are multi-drug resistant. And there's, for example, a strain of salmonella that was in a huge outbreak at Foster Farms I looked at in the chicken, which is called Heidelberg. And this particular set of strains that were in the outbreak, we're sending about 40% of victims to the hospital. So that's a lot worse than salmonella usually is.
And just give me the symptoms. I have to hear them. I have to share these symptoms with people.
Well, so one of the they're estimated to be about 18,000 victims. One of them is a guy named Rick Schiller, who's being represented by Bill. And Rick's symptoms were that he started feeling sick one day. A couple of days later, he woke up in the middle of the night, and his leg hurt, and he reached under the covers, and it was hard to the touch, and it was hot. And so he turned on the light and pulled the covers back, and he said his leg was about twice or three times the usual size and bright purple. And he went to the hospital. And the doctors told him that he had the salmonella and that it was causing all sorts of inflammation and that there was a chance that his leg might burst. Now, they managed to get it under control to where it didn't burst, but he continues today to have extreme symptoms from the salmonella. That happened in September of 2013, and there wasn't a recall of the contaminated chicken until July of 2014.
And you can go to Will's piece in The New Yorker and hear about how the leg was drained of this material that I just will so sicken you. It's just not even funny. And so Bill, this is clearly, to the cynical, an ideal situation for a lawyer who wants to get big damages from jury verdicts. But would you say that your jury verdicts in your successful career as a lawyer here fighting these cases is the main sort of countervailing force that's encouraging the industry and government to reform?
You know, although I have a large ego, my ego is not that large. I think I'm one aspect, but it's a pretty powerful aspect. I mean, when I get subpoena power, when I file a lawsuit, I can compel people to disclose information that is, otherwise secret. And shining the light on bad behavior in food companies is one of the great things that consumers can do in the civil justice system. You may not like lawyers, you may think, bad things about us, but the one great leveling thing that lawyers and consumers can do is when they take on a company, they can level the playing field and bring to light the kind of information that prompts change. And we've seen that change. It's slow, it's painful, it's nasty. And, you know, government can do way more. And I'm really pleased that, you know, Will did the story. And primarily because it shows, you know, what the government is still not doing.
Will, before we go, would you say that the industry wants to be better, but the government's chaos and the various agencies make it difficult for the industry to do that? Or is this mostly bad behavior?
I think it's really hard to say what industry wants to do. I think that, for example, in the case of Foster Farms, you have seen a lot of improvement since that outbreak. But the government during that period was trying to get evidence that would allow them to request a recall of the Foster Farms chicken, and they weren't able to develop the very high evidentiary standard that they have to meet in order to request that recall. And absent that request from the government, there was no recall for over a year. So it seems that the problem is widespread. I think it's fair to say that the regulatory system is neither especially regulatory nor much of a system. And a lot of the people in it, whether in industry or in government, are very grateful to have Bill out there and have said that to me. Because they feel like he's one of the pieces in this system who can act independently and make judgments without being confined by the cumbersome bureaucracies that are everywhere else.
Well, the forces of change may be emboldened by $1.6 billion if that goes through the budget, and the idea that an inspection regime from the federal government would be under one agency in the Department of Health and Human Services. Will and Bill, thanks so much for talking with us.
Thank you.
Bill Marler is an attorney fighting food safety cases, and Will Heilton is the author of a terrifying New Yorker article titled A Bug in the System: Why Last Night's Chicken Made You Sick.